One of China's biggest sports stars recently appeared to publicly accuse a former top government official of sexual assault. As Stephanie Tsai explains, there are now new questions about what happened and the broader issue of Me Too in China.
Judy, this month, Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai seemed to accuse a former top government official, Zhang Gaoli, of forcing her to have sex, making Zhang the highest-ranking Chinese official called out by China's fledgling Me Too movement. Peng posted the allegation to a Chinese social media site, which promptly deleted it. High-profile players voiced their support amid fears she went missing. Naomi Osaka tweeted, "Censorship is never okay at any cost. I hope Peng Shuai and her family are safe and okay." But today, Chinese state TV tweeted a copy of an email Peng allegedly sent to the Women's Tennis Association. "The allegation of sexual assault is not true," she wrote. "I'm not missing, nor am I unsafe." For more on all of this, I'm joined by Jane McManus, a sports reporter and director of the Center for Sports Communication at Marist College. Jane, this has all gotten very complicated in the last few hours. Today, Peng Shuai supposedly sends this email to the WTA, denying her original claim and saying she was not sexually assaulted. But then this afternoon, the chair of the WTA puts out a statement saying, "I have a hard time believing that Peng Shuai actually wrote the email or believes what is being attributed to her. He says her safety still needs to be verified." What do you make of all of this?
Well, the WTA has been trying a lot of different avenues to try to make contact with Peng Shuai, and they have not been able to do it. So to have an email which says very curious things like, "I am safe and resting at home," which seems to be not the case, you know, I think it raises questions for them about the veracity of this email, how it was written, under what circumstances somebody might have written this email.
Jane, China is an enormously important market for U.S.-based sports leagues. Were you surprised to see the chair of the WTA, Steve Simon, double down on demanding an investigation on behalf of one of its players?
Actually, the WTA has made, I think, the strongest statement since in reaction to something that China has done. We haven't seen this from other leagues like the NBA or the Premier League, which have also had players who've spoken out against some alleged abuses that China has had. You know, the WTA is really risking a lot here with its relationship with China. It has at least 10 tournaments in a normal pre-COVID year in China, top tier. It also has major sponsors who are Chinese companies. So risking millions, if not more, when risking this relationship. I mean, I think the WTA, and certainly Simon's statement, says that the WTA values some of these underlying values of the league a little bit more than it's going to value the money.
Could we see the WTA boycott China?
Simon has threatened to remove tournaments from China if the situation isn't resolved in a way to his satisfaction, and the safety of Peng Shuai isn't assured. So I think we really could see something like that. You know, so many times these negotiations between companies and, you know, potential human rights abusers take place behind closed doors. There is a quiet diplomacy that happens when there's a crisis like this. And so to make such a public statement challenging China's version of what's happening here, you know, is a risky play from the WTA. And I don't know exactly what the end is going to be, but, you know, there's potential for real damage here in this relationship.
I want to talk about this in the larger context of the Me Too movement in China. Peng's original social media post, as you know, Jane, was deleted within minutes by censors in China. They're very good at that. How big of a problem are these allegations for Beijing, given the stature of this sports star, as well as the stature of this government official who is allied with the president, Xi Jinping, himself?
Well, I think it's a real optics problem for China. They're going to be hosting the Olympics in just a few weeks. So the ideas of the intersection between China and sports is very much in the forefront of a lot of people's thinking right now. You have a lot of governments questioning how involved they should be in this Olympics, you know, with the human rights allegations against China. And so obviously this is, you know, this is something that really stands out, the way that they've cracked down, not just on Peng Shuai's social media, all mentions of tennis in some cases. I think the New York Times had a report where certain keywords like that were no longer searchable in China. But this has happened, you know, with the larger Me Too movement as well, where key phrases related to feminism, related to sexual assault allegations or Me Too have also been censored. So this is a tactic, you know, that China has used to crack down on dissent, you know, which is part of the thing that actually sparks the critique that it then has to try and censor.
Sports reporter Jane McManus, thank you for joining the NewsHour.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And we will continue to follow that story.